Welcome to Going Out of Your Mind on Vivid Life Radio. On each show, you'll be taken on a journey out of your mind and into your heart and inner wisdom by brilliant and inspiring guests who will deeply enrich your life. And here's your hosts, award-winning authors, meditation and mindfulness teachers, Ed and Deb Shapiro.
Hello everybody, this is Deb Shapiro.
And this is Ed Shapiro.
And we've got a treat in store for you today. I have absolutely no desire to introduce her other than by telling you what Eckhart Tolle says about her, because she is a force unto herself, and she can say it much better than I can. For those of you who have heard of Byron Katie, you'll know what I'm saying. For those of you who haven't, be in for a treat. Byron Katie's work is a great blessing for our planet. It acts like a razor-sharp sword that cuts through illusions and enables you to know for yourself the timeless essence of your being. I don't think anybody can say it better than Eckhart. So, Katie, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And I've just got 100 different questions to ask you, but for those who are listening...
I've got four.
The only thing that anybody who's listening needs to know is thework.com. You go to thework.com and all your answers will be... I mean, all your questions will be completely answered in one go. But actually, the first thing I wanted to ask you, Katie, is why do you call it the work?
Well, it's a practice, and it's a practice where we're identifying what we are thinking and believing, and then after we have identified it, we question it. And so, for example, if I had the thought, he doesn't care about me, I might, you know, now it's identified, so I would write it down and I would meditate on, is it true he doesn't care about me? And in that meditation, I would see how I react when I believe the thought, and I would recognize in that stillness of meditating on that, I would see who I am without the thought. And then in the stillness, meditating on that, I could see where I don't care about him. I don't care about myself. It's all there, and is it true? And in the silence, all of that is revealed to us, and it wakes us up to reality. So I just, you know, go through the world inviting people to question what they believe. It would just be a beautiful world if every assumption and judgment we experienced ended in a question mark.
But does that take the mind, which is, it almost seems like we're given this mind by someone who was either drunk or from, you know, like a god who drank too much, because it's always, no matter what we do, our own ego, that sense of me is always goofing, oh, how can I take what Byron Katie is saying? And you know, because everybody says, but I've been meditating for so many years, and I've been doing it for so many years, and, you know, so we do this practice that has wisdom.
We have been meditating for many, many years. But we've been meditating on just noticing the thoughts and kind of moving them away and coming back to the stillness, and that's very powerful. But in my experience, it's like, why move the thoughts away? Why don't we question them?
That's beautiful.
And in that, the next time, like these radical, hurtful on ideas that come to us, the ideas that depress us, you know, and cause us, you know, they shift us into like eating disorders, and it all stems from a thinking disorder. So if mind is that powerful, let's question it. So in meditating on it, we're not going to the silence. We're specifically meeting each judgment that enters, you know, that we've identified, that has entered our head, the cause of our stress. We're sitting with it as though it were a lost child that we're all trying to say, go away, you're terrible, it's not right, and feeling guilt over them. Why don't we meet them with understanding? Because until I could meet my thoughts with understanding, I couldn't meet the world with understanding. If I'm at war with my mind, I'm at war with what the mind creates, and what the mind creates is an entire world. Your world, now that's personal. So, you know, who wants to escape the world? We can wake up to it and have it all. And when we see the world for what it really is, reality out of our true nature, the questioned mind, what we see is that the real world is, it is, I mean, everything we ever could want or need, we already have. We don't have to desire it. Without what we're thinking and believing, it's so visible. It's completely visible. We're not insane. We're not so insane. You know, we're not insane enough that we can actually see it. And in that, the state of gratitude is just, it's a nonstop. Oh my gosh, just grateful, 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 and how can I help? You know, how can I help?
Right. Well, what I'm hearing is that therefore what we usually discover, and I'm sure we do within that questioning of ourselves in our meditation, is that what we were believing was not actually true.
Well, you know, we find what we find. We still may believe it's true, but still the cause of suffering is going to show up. For example, if he doesn't care about me, how do I react when I believe the thought? Well, I go back into the past. And I see an image of him not caring about me. I see an image of him hurting me. I see an image of him talking about me to other people. And as I witness that, those images and that story of the past, I don't realize it's the past. I think it's real. I think, you know, if you think the thought he doesn't care about you, have you had that thought about someone?
Of course.
And I
no
invite
one usually
all
does.
Of, and I invite, yeah, it's universal. So I invite your listeners and all of us to, you know, when you saw that moment in time where someone didn't care, you believe someone didn't care about you, you were looking at images of a past. Now, my question is that him? Or is that imagination?
Well, that's a big one.
So
but we really
like
think that's him. We really think it's
right.
Happened. Now, that's asleepness. So how do I react when I believe the thought? I'm in the past. I think it's real. So I'm missing the present. And it's the same for the future when we're in fear. You know, we're simply witnessing a movie and we're asleep to it. And the work, these four questions and turnaround, wake us up to our
so when you say the work
self,
wakes you up,
nature.
Does that mean within the work that people become more and more aware so
they,
that
they
see the things
aware.
You're teaching and they see it rather than becoming a victim, they have the ability to see it more clearly just for what it is?
Oh, my goodness, yes, what it is without what we're superimposing upon it.
Right. Thank you. That's a good lesson I learned just now.
And also, where is it that I didn't care about him, and how can I make that right? So I begin to live these turnarounds in the work. The work is four questions and turnarounds. So he doesn't care about me, turned around, I don't care about me, how can I make that right with myself? And how can I don't care about him, how can I make that right with him for myself?
This is a good time to stop for a break.
Yeah.
Our producer's saying... break.
So we're listening to Byron Katie. This is Going Out of Your Mind with Ed and Deb Shapiro. You can read all about her at thework.com. And we'll be back in just a few seconds.
And we'll be finding out the four questions after the break.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.
When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
So this is Going Out of Your Mind with Ed and Deb, and we're talking with the one and only Byron Katie, and we're getting to that point where now I think, even though we know them, you may not, we do need to just quickly ask her, what are these four questions for us to ask ourselves and to understand ourselves more deeply?
Okay, so let's work with that. He doesn't care about me. The first question is it true? Now, you find a situation where you were with someone, let's say him, and you were quarreling, and you were hurt, and you were angry, and you had the thought, he doesn't care about me. Now, were you in a car when you experienced this? Were you standing in the kitchen when you experienced this? You know, just get the location. That's the situation. Now, be there in that. He doesn't care about you. Is it true? And you just meditate on that situation. And because you're safe from here, free to look at it, you can do it and see so much more than you could see then. Then you are angry, you are hurt. Okay, so is it true when you look back at the situation and stay there, that's where you anchor. He doesn't care about me. Is it true? And I'll say you, so all your listeners can maybe follow this. And I move very fast, and this is a slow process. Meditation, you know, it takes focus and a quiet mind. So the second question, he doesn't care about you in that situation. He doesn't care about you. Can you absolutely know that it's true? He doesn't care about you. And then you wait for that yes or no, and if you wait, the images, you know, everything will show you what the answer is. You don't have to guess. Then the third question, notice in that situation how you react when you believe the thought he doesn't care about you. And that is amazing to sit in. And then who would you be, the fourth and last one, who would you be in that situation without the thought he doesn't care about you? And just be there. Just drop your story. Witness him. Witness you. See what you missed. It's all there. And then we turn it around. He doesn't care about me in that situation. I didn't care about him. And then you just let that, you just witness that opposite, that turnaround where you didn't care about him. Let it show you what you said, what you did, the things that you said, you know. It's where guilt is born and it shows up. And then when you've meditated in that turnaround, you find another opposite. In that situation, I didn't care about me. Okay, so now you're witnessing that situation and look what you put you through. Look at the energy that your part of the argument took. Look at, you know, we talk about saving energy on the planet. My God, where does ours go to? you know, proving a point, proving a point, proving a point. It's just not user friendly. It's and you can see our ecological system is off. You know, and we're the cause of all of it when we look back at that situation. Now, what they say and do, you know, that's theirs. I'm looking at my part. And so he doesn't care about me. Another turnaround, he does care about me. That one can really sting, but just feel the emotions, you know, experience that. He does care about me. Now look at that situation until you can find maybe at least three ways that he was even like in my case, he was being caring, and I continued to interrupt him and override him. So it takes stillness to witness that again. And
that sounds like me and you, Deb, but I'm the one.
But you know, then the next time I see him, I am a different identity. He's a different identity.
Right.
And I'm connected. Nothing between us. And I can honestly say that no one has to connect with me for me to be connected. That's mine.
Good.
So I need to.
Well, I'm responsible for.
I need to ask you, Katie. I really do, because you're coming up with so much glorious insight here, and I just need to know partly how you came to this, but also how you had the courage to believe yourself when you came to this, and therefore be able to give help to others by believing in your own understanding.
Well, you know, it didn't take courage to find this. It took courage to live the way I was living. I was so depressed, more than a decade, just so depressed, difficult to even leave my house or bedroom. And then, how did I have the courage to speak my truth? It's the only language I knew. The truth is the truth. I didn't know another language. And then it seemed to be, like, too direct for people. So then I got silent. And I listened. And then I learned from people how to speak out of my experience without offending and being so direct. And because the shift was so radical that even my children didn't recognize me, there I was in the same body, but, you know, where did their mother go?
Wow.
Where did my husband's wife go? And it was as though something else had taken over completely. And,
were they in fear?
And it's true, it was a different consciousness, that's all. Were they in
fear? Were they afraid of it?
Absolutely not. They were afraid the old mother would come back.
Good family.
Oh, they were just, you know, they just walked on eggshells, trying not to disturb this peace in the family. And you know, thinking, oh, my God, you know, don't risk disrupt her. She could change again. So it was, they were very grateful. And then eventually they learned quickly to trust. And then they began to give me my life back to me. And they began to show me who I was as that other consciousness. And then I began to understand the world. And so I came in with you know, at 43 years old, with this incredible gift, as this incredible gift I could see. And then when people do the work in the world, when they take it on as a meditative practice, then they leave the world. But it's slow, and the work holds you, and it's not scary, and it's not too radical. And in another way, it is completely radical. Every time you sit, you know, you do the work as a practice, you come out as a kinder human being, and more self love, and wiser, and clearer, and it's, you know, it's...
I know a few political leaders that need to meet with you.
Well, you know, anyone that has a problem with our political leaders needs to look to themselves, which is, you know, I can say safely because I do that.
I'd rather look at myself than look at them, honey.
Oh, boy.
I say that with humor, but at the same time, I think a lot of people could use your understanding, especially if you're going to be so sensitive and reach out to the whole entire planet and try to be bringing peace, sanity to the world. When they're insane, how do they bring sanity? They
yeah.
need to be with you, Katie. Byron,
well, you know,
Katie.
It's
what's
just,
your cell,
you know,
what's your website? And please give us your website because we're coming close.
It's thework.com, and everything of value that I've got, you know, it's completely free on that website. And we have even a helpline that people can call, and they support you to do the work, and it's free of charge, and they don't ask questions about who you are, where you're from, anything like that.
How did you define it?
And ours is edmdebshapiro.com, so I like saying it with Katie, but ask her.
How did you define what the questions are?
You know, just a way to identify and question what you're thinking and believing. The questions wake you up to the truth. The questions take you inside yourself, where you're not taking on the world's opinions and everything you've ever been taught in your entire life.
But where did
you're
you figure out those questions? I mean, is it obvious that it sort of come in a natural awakening, so that it's all obvious?
I saw that nothing was true, and
right.
I saw that when thoughts appeared, the whole world was manifested right there, and it was my world. And I compared it with before thought.
Right,
and
right.
So it's just simple, you know, just noticing cause and effect and duality and comparison. So it's just as simple as that.
Did you like the old Katie at all?
You know, I see her as completely innocent. She was innocent of, she was believing her thoughts. And that's it. Just
believing
like
your
every
thoughts, that's
other,
probably the most important thing we can learn in kindergarten.
Just as
all children should know what you're teaching.
Well, you know, the children love the work, and they don't have a problem with it. They're not so, they haven't believed in time, as you know, it's not as embedded in time as.
Well, I've seen a lot of children politely telling their parents that they weren't as. They knew better than their parents, and the truth of the matter was 3, 4, 5 year olds were telling the truth. They were.
It's just that we don't have the ability to listen because what we're thinking and believing overrides wisdom.
Wow.
When our mind is clear, we're connected. We can hear.
Oh, you're so beautiful. You bring so much happiness. Every time I even think of you, it's almost like sunshine.
Oh, thank you, Ed. That's a beautiful gift.
Are you seeing in the people you're working with, are you seeing a greater spiritual understanding or a greater psychological understanding?
Or earth grounded.
Oh, it's not psychological. It's beyond that. It's experiential.
Well, she's only saying that's because most of us take everything too mental.
Well, no, I was just thinking that the more we're looking, because the questions take us into the past somewhat. This is what happened.
Well, no,
happened.
Completely. But no one lives in the present anyway. They're living in the past or future. Where else am I going to take it? You know, it was.
Excuse me, that's funny.
Let's see, how could I say it? It's. Like going out of your mind, just the name of your program. There's no one that isn't out of their mind. They're either in the past or future.
Exactly.
And even being here now is a concept.
Exactly.
By the time we think it, it's already gone.
Yeah, the only way to be in the present is to not think about it.
Well, how would you know you're not thinking about it unless you just had the thought you're not thinking about it?
Because you're so radiantly beautiful, exquisite, and your name is Byron Katie.
Katie, this has been...
Our producer just said, I love her.
I know. Oh. We Skype him all the time through the show, and yes, he just said...
Shane Travis, Vivid Life, vividlife.me. That brings all this to the world. Isn't that great? Shane Travis, vividlife.me. Our producer.
And I just really want to thank you for dedicating your life to other people, basically. I mean, I know you don't need to be thanked. I know it's a natural expression of your compassion and understanding, but nonetheless, you have helped a huge number of people, and that is worthy of noting.
I mean, anybody that you're one of the few people that when you mention a name of a teacher that people like. I mean, there's a lot of great teachers, but it goes beyond words with you. You know, the sweetness, and then Stephen, and it's just that thank you for being you.
Oh, you, oh my gosh, and thank you for the good that you do, and this program, and you know, one world, one mind.
So anybody listening, please go to thework.com. You will find everything you need to know, and it's free, which isn't very often.
And I'm Jewish, and that's like a good thing to hear.
It doesn't often happen. Usually you have to sign up, you have to pay your dues, and so on. And this is all free because it's just pointing to you who you really are.
So let us wrap up. Our producer's probably going to say, wrap it up. So we love you, Katie. We'll have her back, and know one thing.
Thank you, Ed.
Look at her website, our website, edandebshapiro.com. Katie has so much to offer, no matter how many times you've understood spiritual things. See it as simple as Zen. She's the American Zen. Simple.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We all need to go out of our mind at least once a day. By going out of your mind, you will quickly come to your senses. So thanks for going out of your mind with Ed and Deb. Be sure to join them next time. Go to vividlife.me for their up-and-coming shows and to listen to their archives on demand.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach Pam Butler guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me.